Many years ago, I read the story of a man who was losing his memory. So he went to the doctor for advice. He received this diagnosis: "We cannot help your memory without impairing your eyesight. The choice is yours. Would you rather be able to see or remember?" The man thoughtfully replied, "I would rather have my eyesight than my memory. I'd rather see where I'm going than remember where I've been." This story, even though a parable, reminds us of something we need to hear. At this present moment, our future is more important than our past. We have no claim on the past, but we do have a claim on the future. The past is closed. The future is open for new possibilities. We cannot live a meaningful life and look forward to the future if we are tied to the failures or success of the past. Paul was an example for all of us. Paul says, "But one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. I press on towards the goal for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ." One of the basic things that we need to do if we're going to make progress in the Christian life is to learn from the past without being controlled by it. Many are haunted by the past failures. They have tried and failed and are determined never to try again. Their past performances is their excuse for their present impotency. If they had to choose, they prefer their memories to their eyesight. They are blinded to the possibilities of the future because of the memories of the past. Paul reminds us that sometimes it is better to forget than to remember. Some things are better to forget than remember. If you have the assurance of God's forgiveness and you realize that God is willing to make the best of your past and you want to change the direction of your life, what do you do now? How can you face the future? How do you go forward knowing that in the past you have failed? Your memory of the past is one of failure, constantly being buffeted by the enemy, even overcome by the enemy. You have failed in many trials. You have failed to live a good, godly life when temptation has come your way. I would submit, if you go into your future intending to be a victorious Christian, intending to overcome sin, overcoming the wiles of the devil and the snares that he would set in your past, I would admonish you to acknowledge God as your helper. Factor in the Lord Jesus Christ as your source of strength. In this lesson today, I want to submit to you some of the steps necessary to go forward in the power of the Spirit and leave those failures behind. The first thing I believe that we ought to do is consciously include God in every aspect of our life. You remember the story of the Israelites at Kadesh Barnea. 12 men were sent to spy out the land. They were to see if the land was good or bad, or whether the cities that the people lived in were tent cities or strongholds, whether the land was fat or lean, whether there were trees there or not, and the people, whether they were weak or strong. They were told to bring back some of the fruit so we could see. They found the land to be productive, just as God had promised. But 10 of the 12 spies were shaken with fear, the fear of failure. The Canaanites had walled cities. The Israelites were accustomed only to tents. Furthermore, there were giants in the land. And what was the results? The majority report read, "We became like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight." The Israelites were small. The Canaanites were giants. The Israelites were open to attack. The Canaanites lived in 4 to 5 cities. Conclusion? Failure is inevitable. Grasshoppers don't win wars. Notice that when the spies saw themselves as grasshoppers, it was then that they assumed that the Canaanites thought of them as grasshoppers also. This was not true. The Canaanites was afraid of the Israelites because of the rumors of God's power had already reached them. But when you see yourself as a grasshopper, nothing, not even the obvious facts, make the slightest difference. The grasshopper complex is the most crippling of all psychological attitudes. It puts you in a state of depression, a state of anxiety, a feeling that you're not enough, you're inadequate, you're not worthy, God doesn't love you, you failed Him too many times, and that God can no longer trust you. Perhaps the greatest sin of Christians in this century is the mistake made by the spies, facing human problems with human resources, whether it be preparing a church budget, deciding to share our faith, or tackling our personal problem. The question often is, how much can I do? Seldom do we ask, how much can God do? And as a result, failure is inevitable.